everybody. It's your favorite part of the Who Would Win show. No, it's Ray. Anyway, Who Would Win show has a Patreon, and if you'd like to check it out, you can find it at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Join in if you'd like to vote for future characters, talk to the infamous boardroom, and catch videos you can only find on Patreon, like outtakes or our bonus segments, Thunderdome, and the Third Degree. You can even join for free and get a heads up on our next battle before everyone else. If that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, just go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and take your place in the conversation. Now, I got a battle to go win. I'll see you Rainiacs on the other side.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A placard reads, "The End of Days." Jacaranda boughs are bending in the haze. More a question than a curse. How could hell be any worse? The flames are starting, the camera's running, so take warning. When the hills of Los Angeles are burning, palm trees are candles in the murder wind. So many lives are on the breeze, even the stars are ill at ease. And Los Angeles is burning. But who would win is still here. It's Jackass versus Jacks of All Trades. It's former pro wrestler versus current writers, performers, and creators. It's mediocre dad versus people who have all made better life choices. It's Ray Stakanis versus the Legion of Audience on Who Would Win.
And welcome to Who Would Win, a show that usually completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. Of course, we can't always do that. Who Would Win is based in Los Angeles, where thousands have been displaced and tens of thousands of acres are still on fire. Everyone who's part of the show is safe, but one of our hosts, James Gavsey, lives in one of the hardest hit areas, Pacific Palisades, and is still unable to get back home. So while James, prepares to, quote, put a rear naked choke on that wildfire and make it tap out like a his words, not mine, we've thrown together a very special episode to support those affected by the fires. Who Would Win has created a GoFundMe with all the money going directly to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. All proceeds of our Patreon for January will also be donated to the food bank. I'm your guest host for this special event. I'm Robert Clark Chan, and you may recognize me from a local commercial that I did for the county fair in Bakersfield back in the late 90s. And my co-host is the inimitable Ray Stakanis. Ray, what did you think about those Bad Religion lyrics that I threw at you at the very beginning of the show?
Is that what it was? I'll be honest with you. My musical knowledge is so low, I thought that you were like freestyling. I really thought you were giving me some Robert Frost epic poetry here. Of course you ripped it off from Bad Religion. I should have guessed.
Steal from the best, man.
I'm happy I even got the words out. You put Jacaranda in something you had me read cold.
Many times have you had to watch Encanto?
I've watched Encanto a lot of times, yes.
Jacarandas.
No.
It's in the song.
Look, I'm a guy living in L.A. It's a jacaranda tree. Thank you very much. Look, we're doing something for a good cause. I know. I can't believe it coming from me myself. But you at home have the chance, if you wanted to donate. This whole episode is going to be a very hastily thrown together episode featuring many members of the Patreon community and Legion of Audience, as well as judges stepping up for a good cause. If you would like to donate, we have a thing, a GoFundMe set up.
You just go to bit.ly/www fires. All of that is lowercase, okay? bit.ly/www fires, and you can make a donation to benefit the people of Los Angeles who truly are suffering right now. Look, I'm suffering, I guess, but not as much as other people are. And there's a chance to actually help people. And every single dollar that you donate will count as one vote towards the winner of this episode. So I'm counting on the 5%. I'm counting on the awkward allies. I am counting on all the Rainiacs out there to put me over the top with your gifting. And if you don't, I'll be sad. Be very sad.
I think that is a win-win for everybody, except for you, Ray.
Yes.
Enough of this nonsense. It's time to get to the match. And it's a special best of five gauntlet match. Ray will be repping a single character, and he's going to have to get through five challengers. It's a murderer's row of the Who Would Win's best. Standard rules will apply. If you don't know, you can go to our website, whowouldwinshow.tv. Rule number one, each debater is going to get one round, 2 minutes. Ray will have 2 minutes, and the debaters will have another 30-second rebuttal. Rule two, the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge of the opponent or time to prepare for the fight. Rule three, the debaters must stay within the confines of the character's personality, and the exact version of that character has to be specifically stated.
Well, there's a very specific caveat to this battle in that I am taking a character who I'll reveal in a second, and all of my opponents are taking someone from Marvel Comics. That was the ground rules laid out. Now, I let the people choose their own characters to rep based on their own feelings, but they will all be Marvel characters opposing me. Bring it.
So everyone chose, obviously, a bloodlusted, the one above all. Is that how that's
working?
Well,
I also had veto power a little bit along the way.
Fair enough. Rule four, debaters may only use examples of skills, powers, or weapons that are a long-established part of that character's continuity. Feats from non-canon crossovers are allowed, but will be given less weight. Rule five, the winner of the debate is whomever the judge decides has the best case for defeating their opponent by death, submission, or battlefield removal, and where no attack or threat can be made for at least 2 minutes. Rule six, the judge is the final arbiter and can disallow or veto any point they feel violates these rules or established logic. In this case, the judge is you. The listening audience, the legion of audience, will decide through their donation votes. Oh, yeah, there it is. So we've also invited members of our Patreon to watch us record live. They'll be giving their feedback as well during this. But again, it's you, the listener, who decides who wins this unprecedented battle. Head to our GoFundMe page at bit.ly/www fires, all lowercase. Every dollar you contribute gets you one vote for either Ray or the legion of audience all-stars. Next week, we'll tally all the votes and announce a winner on a special mini-episode of the show. The entire video of this recording will be available on our Patreon when this episode drops. And don't forget, all of the Patreon funds from January will be donated as well. So if you'd like to see the video and help out, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow now and sign up for as little as a dollar. Every little bit helps, so get into it!
I've never seen Robert Clark Chan that fired up before. That's the most alive I think I've ever seen you.
I have a degree in theater, so when I need to turn it on, I will turn it on.
Look at that. Paid off.
It was a degree from Cal State Bakersfield, so
why don't you go ahead and introduce my tale of the tape?
All right. It's the tale of the tape.
I will be using the character known as Deathstroke from DC Comics in today's battle. I needed somebody who could handle up and down across the card. And I needed somebody who there is a lot to talk about with them. And there's a lot to talk about with Deathstroke. And he's not even fighting the Care Bears this time. So I think I might have a chance, despite the judge slash host. Tale of the tape. Deathstroke, a.k.a. Slade Wilson, is a superpowered mercenary in DC Comics. He was created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. And he first appeared in the new Teen Titans number 2 back in 1980. Deathstroke is one of the smartest and most physically gifted characters in all of DC Comics. Having served in the military, Slade was enhanced with Super Soldier Serum and took his already peak physicals up to superhuman levels. Deathstroke's missions typically cause him to fall into conflict with the Teen Titans, Green Arrow, Batman, and even the Justice League. A master of all forms of combat, but with superhuman strength, speed, and agility, and a high-grade healing factor, and super genius intelligence, I will have no problem putting this master combatant against whatever chumps from Marvel Comics our guests want to surprise me with today. Fun fact, I'm sure by now we all know that Deathstroke was originally introduced as Deathstroke, colon, the Terminator. Of course, after the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies came out, there was no shot he was going to be called the Terminator after that. So, we all know that. But did you know where the actual name the Deathstroke part came from? Ha ha. Well, hold on. I'll tell you. Calm down. Deathstroke is actually the name of his sword, which he won in a poker game from a Croatian man. Well, I say won, but in reality, Slade beat the man at poker. Then that man got mad and attacked Slade Wilson with the sword. And then that man wasn't around anymore, and Slade took the sword and then named himself for the sword. And that is Deathstroke.
Wow. All right, then.
It's a lot to pick. Yeah.
I guess everybody else is going to be introing their own things as we go. So does the Legion of Audience have any questions? Do any of the guest debaters have any questions? Anybody need a potty break? I don't know.
These people have done this show before. I fear no one. I believe in myself because of course I do. So let's get started. What chump? What absolute goof do you have for round one, Robert Clark Chan?
Round one, representing the Legion of Audience. First, he's an accomplished screen actor. He could be seen on Roseanne, Silicon Valley, and the Netflix series With Love. He's also the executive vice president of Who Would Win,
oh,
and three times voted second sexiest Asian in the Who Would Win boardroom. It's Brent Pope.
Woo, let's go. Can we just get started? All right, cool.
I mean, hey, who you got?
I've got Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Deal with that.
Okay, it's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, Moon Knight also has a military background, so any military things, that's going to be, I know he's got super soldier serum, but it'll be negated somewhat. The big deal is Mark Spector and Khonshu are a team. They are one thing. There's no Moon Knight without Khonshu. So that is just, they're just together, okay? With that comes his functional immortality, right? Functional immortality, so if he gets killed, he can be revived immediately. And he's done that time and time again where he's been revived immediately. He won't be dead for 2 minutes if he is. He also has high pain tolerance and armor. So if he does get hit rushing in on Deathstroke, no big deal. It will all be done. He can control the moon and cosmic-based materials. This has allowed him to do stuff like take over Mjolnir and beat Thor down with it. He also was able to beat down the Sorcerer Supreme when he took Danny, what's his name, Iron Fist's powers and beat down the Sorcerer Supreme. This is the kind of things that he has. He can't deal with anything like this, okay? He's not dealing with this kind of stuff. He also has conventional weapons. He can't fly, but he can glide. He has a moon copter. He has crescent moon-shaped throwing blades, adamantium bow staff. He's a lot like Batman, okay? He's a lot like Batman. But unlike Batman, this guy doesn't care if he kills people. In fact, he likes to kill people because Khonshu likes it when he kills people and he rips their faces off and presents them to Khonshu. Imagine him ripping Deathstroke's face off and giving it to Khonshu? I mean, do you think this guy is worthy like he was of holding Mjolnir? Not at all. Deathstroke's going down. This is too easy. I'm sorry. Go, Ray.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to start my 2 minutes right now because first off, if you ripped off Deathstroke's face, he would heal it nearly immediately with his healing factor. Now, I love the fact that you compared Moon Knight to Batman because Deathstroke clowns Batman every single time they fought, seemingly, except in that one video game, but I'm using the comic book version, so don't worry about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about combat ability because I do appreciate the fact that Moon Knight has this great training, but Slade himself trained in hand-to-hand combat with the army, and he's one of the best fighters that they've ever found. He's got martial arts training that can rival Moon Knight's effortlessly, including boxing, karate, ninjutsu, judo, and jujitsu. I mean, this guy is an absolute master. And not just that, he's fought Batman several times before and outfights him. He's one of the very few people in comics who can outfight Batman on an even playing surface. One time Robin, because you know the Teen Titans, he deals with them, Robin took his sword. Robin took Deathstroke and tried to use it against him. And what ended up happening? Deathstroke, of course, defeated him in combat. Look, he's also got great physical abilities. This is a guy who can dodge bullets and deflect them with his sword nearly effortlessly. You're going to throw some of your little moon-shaped batarangs at me? Oh, Deathstroke's just going to slap him out of the way. He slices batarangs in half when Batman tries that trick, and I guarantee you Batman's better at it than Moon Knight is. This is a guy who can throw a knife into someone's chest. If he could throw a chest into someone's chest, that would also be very impressive. But he could throw a knife from across the room into someone's chest and kill them like Bullseye does. This is a guy who can run fast enough that he can keep up with cars. At the end of the day, Moon Knight is great, but his insanity, he's always going to be looking over his shoulder, looking to the moon gods, Khonshu, to tell him what to do and how to be. Deathstroke has fought. What do you mean he never, Deathstroke hasn't, isn't ready for this smoke? He's fought Superman. What do you even mean, Brent Pope? That's my time.
You've got 30 seconds, man.
I am so glad that you mentioned that he beats up Batman all day. That's so weird because Deathstroke has lost to basically every version of Robin. Tim Drake, Nightwing, Damian Wayne. He even lost to Damon Wayans, who also beat him in a crossover while dressed as Homie D. Clown on A Living Color, okay? If Deathstroke was so good, he wouldn't lose to every Robin and not have a movie or a TV show about him. Plus, think about this. Ray hates it when a character loses with the deleted scene, and Moon Knight wins with deleted scenes all the time because he doesn't remember it when he turns back to Mark Spector. Literally deleted scenes that totally count towards a win. Is there anything more poetic than Ray losing to a different version of deleted scenes? I think not.
Wow.
That's brutal. That is brutal because it's a little bit of a meta commentary there. It's not, we're not even talking about just what's on the page, but also the debater himself, Ray Stekanis.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to break the fourth wall, but I should have been with Moon Knight involved for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the thing is that Moon Knight is a little bit outside the box. And I mean, yeah, physically, I feel like Deathstroke matches up with him, but it's a real wild card. I honestly wouldn't even know how to judge this round because of Moon Knight's insanity. He may be a 10. He may be a 2. And you don't know what you're going to get from him at any given time. The fact that Deathstroke lost to Homie the Clown, though, that's not good.
I don't remember that happening. I really thought you were going to say, when you said Damon Wayans, I thought you were going to say Blank Man. And you know what? I could have been here for that. But I don't remember Homie D. Clown defeating Deathstroke in about, was that a What If comic? Maybe I need some help with that.
I just know Homie don't play that. So,
You know what? Fair. It.
All right, I'm looking it up, and I think you just made that up, Brent, which is your prerogative as VP, but also bad form on the show.
It was a play on words. Damon Wayans, Damian Wayans. So, you know.
A lot of people confusing Damian Wayne for Damon Wayans these days?
Many times.
Also, I don't know if you're watching Shrinking, but Damon Wayans Jr., he is clearly the powerhouse talent of that family.
I agree.
All right. Let's go to the Legion of Audience and see if they have anything to chip in. Who do you think takes this one? Looks like, wow. Leroy says Deathstroke is toast. Nathan Fair says Moon Knight wins. I guess I do appreciate
wanting a moon copter. I myself also would like a moon copter if I can be real.
That feels like some sort of sister product to the Diva Cup.
I don't know what that is, but yes.
You know what? For the people that do know, good on you. Oh, yeah. Leroy asks, how much money does Deathstroke owe Moon Knight? That's an important consideration.
Great question.
These are things that the Legion of Audience is all going to have to take into account when they cast their votes later on, or right now. Go right now. Go to bit.ly/WWWFires and cast your vote with your donation right now. I guess it's on to round two. Next. Representing the Legion of Audience, he's the host of the Delvin Cox Experience, the Delvin Cox Experience After Show hosted by Delvin Cox. And what's Delvin Coxing today? A behind-the-scenes look at the creation of the Delvin Cox Experience After Show hosted by Delvin Cox, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. It's Delvin Cox.
I am here. I am ready to murder Ray. Oh, no, we're doing a podcast. Never mind. I am repping Luke Cage, the bulletproof man himself. Let's go on, baby. Let's get right to it. So, first and foremost, Luke Cage has enhanced skin that not only makes him impervious to bullets, but extreme temperatures. So ice and fire-based attacks don't work on Luke Cage. Also, his jacket has the same properties. So Even if you want to hunt Luke Cage, you have to get through his jacket first to even do damage. Luke Cage is taking missile fire from Hydra, repulsive blast from Iron Man, and pumpkin bomb from the Green Goblin with little to no effect. In terms of strength, Luke Cage can lift up to 25 tons, which makes him a lot stronger than Deathstroke. I don't know how Deathstroke's going to deal with that. As far as weapons, Luke Cage doesn't need weapons. He is the weapon. His whole environment is the playground. He is going to throw buses at you. He's going to throw cars at you. Anything that he can get his hand on, he's going to attack you with. And in terms of fighting ability, not only, my man's from Harlem. And if you know anything about Harlem, people in Harlem can fight. But he also got fighting training and abilities from the man, Iron Fist himself, who helped him enhance his own fighting abilities to use his strength in a way that helps and complements his abilities. On top of that, Luke Cage has beaten people such as Sabretooth, almost killing Sabretooth, Green Goblin, almost murdering Green Goblin. He beat a Venom, Matt Gargan Venom, but he still beat a Venom. And one of my favorite Luke Cage moments is he beat up Dr. Doom because Dr. Doom owed him $200. Give me my money. Now, this battle, this is how I see this battle going. Deathstroke's going to see Luke Cage. He's going to be like, you know what? This guy's in a yellow t-shirt and a jacket. He's no threat. So he starts shooting from a distance. Luke Cage starts throwing buses at him, starts throwing everything he can at him. So then Deathstroke says, you know what? I need to close in this distance to get my swords in, get a little bit of slashy-slashy. But you know what's going to happen? Luke Cage has one ability that I did not mention. For those who've seen that in Terrible Incredible Hulk movie, Luke Cage has Thunderclap. When he claps his hands together, which puts out a sonic blast, which will incapacitate Deathstroke, and not only does that, it also knocks away his weapons. So if Deathstroke isn't knocked out by the blast, he's not going to have his weapons to fight with, and Luke Cage is going for the kill then. Luke Cage wins this, hands down, win the building.
Impressive. Ray, what do you got?
Look, Deathstroke can match power with absolutely anybody, Luke Cage included. Deathstroke is the guy who hit Superman with a titanium staff and made him cough blood immediately afterwards. He hits you real hard. He could have taken him out with a titanium staff. The Man of Steel. That's the level of technique and skill that Deathstroke is looking at. Deathstroke once kicked a dumpster into a guy and killed him. He killed a man with a dumpster. That's the ultimate disrespect. I don't know how exactly things work out in Harlem. But I'll tell you right now, if you kick a dumpster at somebody and kill him, you've won Harlem, as far as I'm concerned. This is a guy who can smash his way through walls, barricades, whatever you need to. This is a guy in Deathstroke who casually caught a snowmobile with a man on it, lifted it up over his head, and then tossed it into another snowmobile and flipped that snowmobile over. These are very, very large items and a lot of power behind them and a lot of horsepower. And Deathstroke absolutely matched it. And another thing, you're right, Luke Cage does not have equipment. Well, good news. Deathstroke's equipment can work with it. His Promethium broadsword is known as I said before, Deathstroke. It can cut through literally anything. Do I believe that includes the skin of Luke Cage? Yes, I do. It also can absorb unlimited amounts of energy. It cannot be damaged or destroyed by any means known to man. And it's made of volatile promethium. What does this mean? It means that he absorbed Superman's heat vision once with it. He can absorb magical attacks with his promethium sword. If you try that thunderclap, all he's going to do is use that Black Panther ability. He's going to suck up all the energy from your thunderclap, shoot it back on you, and knock Luke Cage into the Bronx. I think that's far away from Harlem, but I don't know my New York geography. At the end of the day, Delvin, nice try, but your little Luke Cage fight, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Sweet Christmas.
Well, hold on. Crystal Storm wants to jump in here real quick.
I just want to say that Luke Cage is hotter than Slade, and by just that alone, he wins. Thanks.
I agree.
I mean, she's not wrong.
That sounds prejudiced against people with only one eye.
Not at all, because there are plenty of hot people who have one eye, but mm-hmm. not Slade Wilson, and mm-hmm. they're not going up against the magnificence that is Luke Cage. Like, Ray, come on, let's be real right now. You gonna look me dead in my face right now, and you gonna tell me that Luke Cage not hot?
I can't. He's a beautiful man.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I rest my case.
True.
You still got 30 seconds on the clock, Delvin. Do you want to follow up with the hotness factor, or you got something else in mind?
Yes, Luke Cage is a hottie. He's going to win. He wins based off of good looks alone. Also, Deathstroke kicking trash cans. Luke Cage can throw a mother effing bus. Bus supersedes trash cans. Also, Luke Cage knocked out Rhino with one punch. My man has them hands, and you don't want none of them hands from Luke Cage. Sweet Christmas. We are in the building. Luke Cage, good-looking people winning, just like me. We are out.
Wow. Wow. If any of the Legion audience wants to chime in right now, I think this is a real close one, too. It feels like Slade Wilson is really prepped to go toe-to-toe with a lot of these energy projectors, a lot of these shooty, spiky kind of people. But I don't know. It feels like Luke Cage is delivering a lot of blunt force trauma that I think, obviously, he can take Deathstroke can take a shot or two, but I don't know if he can take all of them. Lord Snurts wants to chime in. What do you got?
I was hoping for a counterpoint to Ray's point about the advanced tech and like the invincible swords with some Wolverine action. And it would have been nice to have an example where Luke Cage was able to tank a hit from Wolverine with his claws out.
Yeah, I feel like that sword could pierce Luke Cage's skin. It feels like one of those like big weapons that can do special things like that. But I don't have, I don't know that anybody here has any actual proof. William Schmidt?
Marvel has said on many occasions that Luke Cage's skin is impenetrable. Like, even adamantium cannot penetrate it.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, that's in the Marvel universe, of course. And I'm talking about the vastly superior DC universe. As anybody who's seen the 19-hour Snyder cut of the Justice League movie can tell you, that is a movie.
Yeah. Looks like the Legion of Audience in general agreeing that
Deathstroke doesn't have it. What a shock that the Legion of Audience is agreeing with the Legion of Audience. Boy, I'll tell you, this... What?
Here's the thing.
This is
the
like Legion one of those investigations that said we looked into it really hard and we found out we did nothing wrong.
The Legion audience is the one who's voting at the end of the day.
The Rainiacs and the Awkward Allies are voting, Robert Clark Chan. The Legion of audience, they wouldn't open their pocketbooks to save anybody, but the Rainiacs are the true heroes out there in the community.
William also does have a good point, though. We're talking about that impervious jacket, and he thinks that Luke can lose to a coat check guy. It's a fair point.
I didn't actually mention it, but it does seem like I was fighting more against Luke Cage's jacket than I was against the man himself.
Look, I'm not gonna stand here and die on the hill of Luke Cage's hotness, but I will die on the hill of his fashion sense.
It mainly looks good. What are we going
to
say?
Yeah, that's round two. I guess time to move on to round three.
Is Ray going to win any of these rounds? That's a fair question to ask.
How dare. I've won every round so far, and I will win every future round as well.
Yeesh.
Because all I do is win, no matter what.
What? Round three. She's a voice actor, director, co-founder of the Tales of the Forgotten Fiction podcast network. She's got more hyphens than an Airbus full of sharks smoking medical marijuana. She's the only person here ever to be allowed to wear a fedora. It's Crystal Storm.
Listen, I don't even need 2 minutes to give Ray the spanking that he deserves tonight. All right, you guys are taking this way too seriously. Let me just break it down for you. Okay, first of all, my character is Blade, okay? Yeah, you should be a little nervous. Blade first appeared in Tomb of Dracula, issue number 10 in 1973. I'm before your character. I've already won. Sucks to be you. Anyway, also, let's talk about Slade Wilson real quick. Really, at the heart, he's just a soldier who was a bad dad and a crappy husband, and he feels really guilty about that, so he's actually secretly just waiting for somebody to come and cut his head off. And guess what? Blade loves cutting people's heads off, like he did to Apocalypse. Okay, listen, Blade matches Deathstroke blow for blow, superhuman abilities, super speed, super strength, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, Blade wins this because he's freaking Blade, okay? Ray can talk all day about how Deathstroke beat Superman or took a hit from Superman and blah, 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 but he gets beat up by Black Canary. That's me. I play Black Canary in the Mortalverse. I beat up this man, and he got beat by, like, every single Robin in the DC universe. You want to keep it in DC? there. It's in DC. So Blade's gonna come over to your universe and beat him down worse than Robin did. Plus, in the recent issue of Blade Comics, he trained with like Dracula. So now he can turn into mist. So you really can't even hit him. You're gonna swing your little thing that you hit Superman with, and Blade's gonna turn into mist, and then he's gonna cut dude's head off, or like whatever, it doesn't matter. And then Blade's like, you know, Deathstroke's gonna sit in the corner and cry because he's really just a bad dad and a really bad husband, and he's sad about that, and he should be sad about that because he sucks. And at the end of the day, this is Blade. Blade is cool. He's got the cool cloak. He's got a cooler sword. He wins. Look into your hearts. You know this to be true, and that's the only point I need.
Brutality. Ray, you've got 2 minutes.
You know, you talk about going to a form of mist. I don't like any hero who can be defeated by a Dyson Gen 5 Detect cordless vacuum. You know what I'm saying?
That guy is going to be taken out.
This is not your time, Crystal Storm.
Now,
here's the deal. Deathstroke, he matches with Blade on strength easily. Speed easily. Agility easily. They're probably evenly matched, if not. Deathstroke is slightly ahead in that. There is one place they are definitely not, and that's intelligence. I haven't talked about the super genius intellect. Blade is a vampire hunter who goes out and slices and dices, says cool lines, makes questionably good movies, except for, of course, Deadpool and Wolverine. The point I'm trying to make here is that intelligence pushes Deathstroke over because Deathstroke uses 90% of his brain. He thinks 9 times faster than any normal person. A normal person uses 10% of their brain, according to the internet, and Slade uses 90%. What does that mean? It means that he summoned Batman in Gotham, and then they had this little cat and mouse thing trying to outsmart each other. But you can't outsmart Deathstroke. He got the better of Batman. He kidnapped Robin in front of him, and then ditched Batman and took off. He is as good, if not better, a detective than Batman. Blade, if he can't smell you, he can't find you. And I guarantee you, Deathstroke took a shower at some point because Slade Wilson is nearly impossible to outwit, nearly impossible to outsmart, or get into a trap of any kind. And unless Blade can pull some sort of a nonsense like that, it's not going to happen. And the last thing, I want to talk about the armor of Deathstroke. He's got Icon suit prototype. What does that mean? He has special shields that take small points, like the point of a blade, and puts all the pressure there, meaning he's very hard to hit with any kind of a punch or a sword or a stab. And taking away Blade's best attack is the way you're going to beat him. Sorry, Blade, not today.
Yikes. Delvin, you had something you wanted to say here?
I just want to say that Blade is definitely hotter than Deathstroke. That is all.
100%. Wow.
Solid
100%.
Point. Yeah, I don't know. 100%. I don't know how you're going to beat that, Ray. That is.
I'm not here to talk about people's appearances. I will say right now that I think I like the orange in Deathstroke's uniform, and so I believe uniform smartness, they're tied.
No, absolutely not.
Blade in the trench coat and sunglasses is very good.
Listen. I don't even care about Deathstroke's armor, okay? Because freaking Blade without armor took a hit from Thor's hammer. Like, whatever. This character is so freaking overrated. And just for my last point, let's just be real, you guys. Wesley Snipes. I'm done.
Yeah. Who else has portrayed Deathstroke in film and television? Manu Bennett.
He's not that smart if he's losing to Robin. I'm just saying.
We brought this up. Ray was the one who brought it up. He brought up that Robin was able to take a sword from him.
Yeah, Robin was possessed by another character, so he was sort of fighting in this otherworldly sense. So it's not like normal Robin could ever defeat him. He's got to be Robin.
Robin took a sword.
From the very, very, very highly respected, CBR website, there are 9 heroes there that have defeated Deathstroke very, very easily, So everybody should just go and look at that, And you will see, like Brett made the point of in the first round, that this character has been beaten by low-level superheroes all the time. So I don't know if maybe he just ate his Wheaties that day or Superman was feeling really, good about, whatever and just let Deathstroke beat on him a little bit. But Deathstroke didn't even win that fight. He didn't win. He just went toe-to-toe with Superman. So what? There's every issue somebody goes toe-to-toe with Superman. It don't mean nothing.
You know who's never going to go toe-to-toe with Superman? Blade. That's
who. Yeah, he will. Absolutely, he will. Wait till there's a crossover.
crossovers carry less weight, Crystal Storm, and I know you know that.
Okay, whatever.
Don't forget, you can visit bit.ly/WWWFires to decide the outcome. If you think Blade wins this, donate now to the GoFundMe that goes to LA Regional Food Bank. All the money goes to LA Regional Food Bank. Every dollar gets you a vote. We're going to tally all these votes real soon. Donate the money and announce the winner. So go do that now before we get to round four.
Yeah, who else have you got? You've been pulling out every single nemesis I've ever known for the last 6+ years of the Who Would Win show. I am horrified to even think, is my mom going to come out to do round four? Is that what's happening? Because she's been very disappointed in me lately, I'll have you know.
Round four, Ray Stakanis's mom.
That would be incredible.
It would be pretty amazing. I should have thought of that. I feel bad.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hailing from the icy wastes of Greenland, he's a bloodthirsty barbarian with no regard for human life. He's the leader of a savage horde of Norsemen currently pillaging the coastal regions of Europe, Canada, and a special two-night engagement at the Luxor in Las Vegas. It's Bjorn the Viking!
Oh, boy.
A.K.A. Ken Turner!
There we go. Let the hair down for this one. I'm representing Lady Deathstrike. Not even going to go into everybody knows who she is, who she goes against regularly. Wolverine. Marauders. I mean, the whole X-Crew. Including some other outsiders like Daredevil. But I'm not going to go that far. I'm just going to cover some things that has been brought up already. The Icon Armor, for one. From reading about it, it is durable against a lot of bludgeoning and slashing, but not pokey bits. And even then it says anything fist size or larger. Well, Lady Deathstrike has 10 sharp pointy bits when she gets in range, and her range is a little bit longer than you think. As soon as she gets in close, and she has superhuman speed, strength, endurance, agility, and reflexes. So any guns that Deathstroke brings in, she can dodge, and she's been proven with her speed to be able to dodge blows. And even when she gets in close, she's not worried about the swords that he carries. She's the best example I have, besides, you know, all the Wolverine fights and battles, which speak for themselves, she tanked a sword blow from an Asgardian, Valkyrie named Brunhild. Impaled, she pulled it out and continued fighting like it meant nothing. Now, the other thing is, she also has cyberpathy. So if she can even scratch that icon suit, she can then use her cybernetic links to turn the suit off, and that's bye-bye protection. So between her speed, her strength, she's been known to be able to pick up a ton with a little bit of struggle, her 10 digits of death, her just craziness in battle, as soon as Deathstroke's armor's turned off, she's going to go and get all his bits out. She's done it to Wolverine, pulled parts out, systematically taken out his lungs so he can't breathe, his heart, and just did it quick enough that it took him down. She's going to do the same thing to Deathstroke. He may heal fast, maybe as fast as Wolverine, but if he loses his lungs, loses his heart, one of the panels, Wolverine said she could have taken his brain out at any time, and she was just toying with him. She could do the same thing, although, you know, he already lost an eye, so it's not a big deal for him to lose another one. He's lost it to someone before. So, Lady Deathstroke and her craziness for the win.
Deathstroke minus heart, brain, and
lungs.
Lungs. Yeah, honestly, without the Wizard of Oz, I think she takes this. What's your
rebuttal? Robert Clark Chan, I haven't seen a Viking do this poorly since Ford Field on Sunday night not that long ago.
Oh,
let me tell you, blunt attacks and slashing, that's all she's going to do. Because it's not going to work, first off. No, the armor is absolutely going to stop any of those penetrations from happening with the long stick fingers or whatever the heck that Bjorn just said that she has. But Deathstroke has a titanium staff. Now, this staff works a lot like Link's sword in A Legend of Zelda, in that it not only can drop blood from Superman, by the way, but it can also blast. It can shoot electric blasts, and these blasts do any number of various things. Incapacitate people, injure them, blow up, doesn't matter. These are blasts that take out walls. These are blasts that took out Solomon Grundy. He hit the undead zombie with the healing factor, Solomon Grundy, who is, in my mind, 10 times more durable than Lady Deathstrike. No offense to her. She's a fantastic character. Quite honestly, we need to see more of her in better Wolverine movies. Go ahead and say it. But the range factor matters here. I think they're equally as fast. Again, the Super Soldier Serum puts him on a Captain America plus superheroic level of everything. And not just that, but her attacks, they're obviously just not going to go through. And who has she really fought at the end of the day? Not too many great opponents. Let me tell you something that Slade Wilson once did. The Teen Titans were holding the Flash, trying to protect him. The Teen Titans, ladies and gentlemen, Slade Wilson got through the Teen Titans. He kidnapped the darn Flash and got him out of there and abducted. How do you abduct a man who can vibrate his way through walls? I don't know, but Deathstroke sure did it. If you put Lady Deathstrike in that same situation, she is getting defeated. She's getting destroyed. In fact, he once snuck into Teen Titans headquarters, right? A very well-managed place. He took a shower, brushed his teeth, made himself a sandwich, watched Judge Judy on TV before the Teen Titans even knew what was going on. So stealth and surprise and intelligence will be, again, a massive factor in why he wins.
Wow. You've got 30 seconds. Do you have anything to say to Ray? Hold on. Crystal Storm has something to say.
Yeah, I just want to say that Ray just insulted the Viking, who is a national treasure, and that insult, it really insulted the entire Legion of audience. So from that alone, Ray should lose this round. Thanks.
And you know what, Crystal Storm? I'd do it again.
Well, that's why you suck.
That's why my team didn't have to play this last weekend. That's all I'm trying to say. Hashtag go Lions.
What? Look, we're supposed to ignore anything that's happening in the world today. That includes football.
I just don't know how.
Don't I know it?
You do.
Jen, do you have anything else to add to this? I'll let Delvin jump in if he wants to say something.
As Matthew Dawson just pointed out, Lady Deathstrike is also hot on the slate. So there you go.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, I'm willing to concede the attractiveness battle. Now you're starting to make it personal. And I don't know how or why, but this is outrageous to me. How dare you? We are talking about fighting acumen. We are talking about better opponents. We are talking about skills and abilities. And all you can talk about is how sexy people are. This is the kind of treatment I would expect from the Legion of audience. This is the kind of treatment I would expect at a water treatment plant. You're treating me like the water in a water treatment plant, and I don't like it.
Just another point that Rey has once again insulted the Legion of Audience while asking for the Legion of Audience's favor. So you take that into account when you go and donate.
I'm not getting anything from the Legion of. I am getting the Rainiac dollar, which is easily 10 times more valuable than the dollar of any pitiful, embarrassing Legion of Audience member. I'll say it.
Rey just compared himself to the water that goes into a water treatment plant.
Known for
its
purity.
Which, as we all know, is full of full of matter that we will not get into. I will say that a really interesting point here that Ken brought up is that armor of Deathstroke's, the Icon armor, real strong, stops a lot of stuff. That Cyberpathy is pretty big. She can take that out. Deathstroke is going to become way less effective. But hey,
she won't
I'm not
even
the judge
touch
here.
Him. How are you making Ken Bjorn Turner still has 30 seconds? How dare you all make points for him?
I don't need all the 30 seconds. That's why I'm
wow.
letting him talk.
Wow, the disrespect coming from this room is palpable. It's Palpatine, in fact.
He just dropped the mic on you. So
wow,
that's.
I'll
that's
just
brutal.
Say this: he can push her away with that staff, but when he does, he's going to be pulling all his guts out because her fingers are going to be deep in his chest.
Yeah.
Wow. So there goes
yeah.
everything.
Wow. I haven't seen disrespect this enormous since oh last time I tried to order a Mexican street corn burger at Burger King and was told, no, sir, your picture's in our window.
I was worried that that was going to be an NFL reference turned into a Burger King reference. I'm mad at it, but I can't be that mad at it. You know what? It's time to bring in the biggest gun. It's time for round five.
Who's even left at this point? This is every person I've ever heard of.
He is IMDb list pro wrestler, stuntman, actor, video game tester, reality TV contestant, daredevil, and video editor.
Wait, this am I debating myself? What is happening right now?
What doesn't it include? Gentle lover. It's Leroy Patterson.
Oh boy, oh boy. Okay.
Oh my God. Are you ready? You've lost four times already. Are you ready to lose a fifth time? Because let me tell you who I'm bringing to this battle.
You tell
me. I am bringing Mr. Remy LeBeau himself,
oh boy.
Gambit. Created by Chris Claremont, his first appearance was the Uncanny X-Men Annual number 14 in July of 1990. As a skilled master thief, Remy is the Marvel mutant that brings with him a bow staff, the skills to wield it at a master level, the ability to charge items with kinetic energy and explode them. However, none of these skills compare to Gambit's main skill and advantage. He is sexy. He is a sexy boy. Now, as we've heard today, Deathstroke has many skills and tools, a literal arsenal, but in that arsenal is a heart. And anyone with access to any emotion is no match for Gambit's charms and flirtatious nature. Sure, Deathstroke may have a healing factor. However, it will not heal the broken heart that Deathstroke will surely receive after having his efforts, his attempts rebuffed by Remy because he is married to Rogue and he loves Rogue and that will never happen, okay? This is a sad truth that every comic character must face at some point, and tonight it is felt by Deathstroke. He wins via broken heart.
You basically turned Gambit into Captain Jack Harkness from Doctor Who, and that is beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. Let's see how Rey beautifies this. You've got 2 minutes, Rey. Counter the power of love.
This is not who would you take on a date. This is who would win a battle. What is happening on this? We let the Legion of Audience into the barn and it becomes a zoo. This is outrageous. Look, I'm just going to be honest right now. I'm about to make a name of myself on this show by dropping Gambit once and for all. Rogue, he lost Rogue to Magneto, sexy, sexy Magneto in the new X-Men 97 show. And we've had Magneto as a judge on the Who Would Win show. And I'll tell you, also sexy. The point I'm trying to make here is, yes, I will be talking about the healing factor because Deathstroke has one at the end of the day. Gambit doesn't. Gambit takes hits and Gambit starts going down, okay? Meanwhile, Deathstroke's tanked hits from Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! According to James Gavsey, her and Superman pushed the Earth together. Granted, that was all Superman, and she helped with the shake and bake, but that's not the point. She's the second strongest character in DC Comics. And Power Girl is not too far behind her, another character that Deathstroke has tanked hits from and survived with the healing factor. He got shot in the back of the head by his wife. That's how he lost his eye. She shot him in the back of the head. Didn't kill him, but he lost the eye. I don't understand how. Look, the healing factor has closed bullet wounds moments after he's been shot. Moments! So you're going to hit him with some of this explosive kinetic energy nonsense. Guess what? I mentioned it already. His sword absorbs kinetic energy. So you can charge up whatever you like to. I'm going to charge up this win, and I'm going to send it for a spin because Deathstroke's healing factor makes him look like he's only 35, an attractive 35. Meanwhile, he's actually 55. So he knows the smooth things to say, and he's still young enough on the outside to make up for it. Look, Deathstroke snuck up on Superman in the bathroom once and then took him out with a non-lethal bullet and a hit to the head. If you can sneak up on Superman while he's pooping, I guarantee you're going to find an edge on Gambit somewhere.
The number of times you've brought up Deathstroke getting into fights with Superman and neglecting to mention how these things turned out shocks me.
He incapacitated him. He won a who would win style battle. Granted, he did have the advantage. That's a win, Chan. This is why when you're a judge, I rarely win. You don't listen when I talk.
No. The only thing I heard was your Gambit. I'm sorry, your Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. What, could you give us a little bit of that again? A little bit of your...
You have to rewind the show. I don't do free second takes. And if you aren't highly aware of my Chante's tete-a-tete with Gambit and why it was so meaningful and impactful he got to play him and all of the side dialogue in Deadpool and Wolverine, I'm afraid you don't know me at all, sir. That meant something.
Crystal...
Listen, I just need to say here, first of all, that Ray just spent his entire point ignoring Leroy and what all his points were. This is a battle for the heart. This is a battle for love. And you just ignored that way with your nonsense, as you usually do. But also, Channing Tatum, like, Leroy wins.
Yeah.
No.
Because listen here. You could have a powerful punch, a gigantic gun, a crushing kick, or powerful poison. However, if you are too love-smitten to deliver any of it, it is worthless. Just know that the only person to accurately play him was 2012's most sexiest man alive, Channing Tatum, as mentioned. I win. I don't care. I don't care. I win.
Has it been 13 years since he was the sexiest man alive?
And it still stands to this day.
It felt like a moment. Just a moment. Legion of audience. Who would win, fans? You've heard from Ray. You have heard from Brent, Crystal, Bjorn, Delvin, and Leroy. And now the only way to bring this to a final decision is to come to you to decide who wins this best of five gauntlet challenge. Take a listen to all of these, all five rounds. Tally it up. Who do you think? Do you think that Lady Deathstrike could take out Deathstroke? That would count as one. Do you think that Luke Cage could do it? That would count as two, or it'd be one and one. Or maybe Deathstroke takes them both, and it's two for Ray and zero for the All-Stars. You've got Moon Knight. You've got, gosh, I've forgotten who else. Blade? Did I say Blade? Blade. You've got Gambit. Out of those five matches, how many beat Deathstroke? How many did Deathstroke beat? Tell us with your votes. Go to bit.ly/WWWFires and donate. For every dollar you put in, which goes directly to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. We don't touch it. We got it set up on GoFundMe, so it just goes directly to them. You'll get a vote. Tell us in the words of support on the GoFundMe page, or you can shoot an email to whodwinshow@gmail.com. Tell us where your votes are going to. Ray or the Legion of Audience All-Stars. You can also sign up for our Patreon to see the entire video, this whole thing, including bits that I probably have to cut out because it's hard to keep these people in line. Also, all the bonus content, we've literally got hundreds of videos up there from years of shows. All the money from the Patreon this month is going to the LA Regional Food Bank. Cast your vote there. We'll announce the winner next week on a special edition of Who Would Win. And now it's time for plugs. Brent Pope, where can people find you online if they're looking for you?
Mostly Instagram, @ScoopsPope, and my website, BrentPope.com, or the same website is Brentfist.com. Brentfist, where Hollywood meets great food. That's where.
Nice. Crystal Storm.
You can find me over at crystalsimagination.com, over on Blue Sky at Crystal's Imagination, or check out the Tales of the Forgotten Network. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com.
Nice.
Bjorn the Viking, a.k.a. Ken Turner.
Hey, you can find me at Bjorn the Viking at X, at Instagram, at Threads, at Blue Sky, at any of those places. If you see Bjorn the Viking or Ken Bjorn Turner, that's me.
Nice. Delvin Cox.
You can find me on any social media platform at Delvin_Cox. Check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. And also, Leroy Jenkins. Y'all get that reference.
Oh, I got to do so much post-production.
A-plus reference. A-plus reference. You leave that in. You leave that in.
Leroy
Patterson. I think he blew out his microphone. I don't know if anybody's even going to hear it.
Yeah, you can find me. Go on Tubi right now after you're done listening, after you're done submitting money and voting, and go look for a movie called The After Dark. It's awesome. I'm in it. I rip throats. I get my throat ripped. It's awesome. And then also on Tubi in April, look for Laughter Face. It's going to be nuts. I'm human tack board on any social. And hey, hire me as a video editor. All right. All right. Things happen. There were layoffs and stuff and things happen and I'm looking for a gig. So if you want a video editor, hit me up.
Any last words from any of y'all? Thanks.
I do have something I wanted to say here.
Admit your defeat right now.
I'm not lost for words. Let me say right now, I have seen Leroy Patterson in The After Dark. I have heard Crystal Storm's audio dramas, the Star Wars Legacy. That's absolutely a show I've been on. Ken Bjorn Turner, I've seen his musings, social media for quite a while now. Of course, the Delvin Cox Experience and Brentfist. And these are things I can no longer suggest to any person involved with this show. You should boycott all five of these properties and support me, Ray, the almighty Ray.
That's some loser energy right there.
You should come over and I'm going to dig out some of my old wrestling tapes. I had somebody say they want to take me up on this and watch them on my CRT TV on VCR in my recording studio. And I will do it. I will do it not just as a promise, but as a threat. The point I'm trying to make in all of this is you all are dead to me. You should go, people at home, bit.ly/WWWFires, all lowercase, and you should donate. And when we either post a comment about it, like a note as they let you do, or I'm going to make Robert Clark Chan reach out to you and say, do all your votes go to Ray? And you're going to say yes, because he's the best, because he clearly won 5-0. And anybody who was paying attention, unlike apparently anyone in this, this has been a real 1v. This is Detroit versus everybody. That's all I'm trying to say right now. This is a 1v29 battle royal, and I still won it. I'm still the champion. I'm still the best. Legion of Audience, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Wow.
You guys can also see Ray's wrestling on www.lowleveljobber.com.
I took them out. Yeah, there were a lot of them. I destroyed them back in the day. It's true.
Thank you to
all of our patrons.
Thanks to folks who showed up. Matt Dawson, Nathan Fair, Rego, Sideshow Schnertz, those are his pronouns now, William Schmidt, on behalf of myself, Robert Clark Chan, Ray Stikatis, and everyone who chipped in to make this all possible. Thank you, and we'll see you next time for another episode of the Who Would Win Show. Good night, and good luck, and good riddance.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1-in-2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.
Remember crying when Optimus Prime died?
Or the days when every series had a ham-fisted anti-drug episode?
Or when you wrote fan fiction about how the Animaniacs were so hot in that water tower so they took off all their clothes and they started...
No!
Different podcast.
This one is Knowing is Half the Podcast, a show devoted to the best and worst animated memories of your childhood.
Every week we recap a cartoon from the past to see if they're as good as you remember.
They're not.
What are you talking about? They're great!
You're both wrong. None of them get good until they're in a water tower.
No!
And Knowing is Half the Podcast.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, we hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports. The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, yeah. It's legit. Football 101. Take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.